predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV. Me. As much as I love the dress I have on, my old prom dress keeps blinking. Wear me, wear me, wear me. Or burn me, burn me, burn me. It's a high school reunion, Kimmy, not a 90s theme party.
Our entire lives are a 90s theme party.
You know, it's such a shame that Matt is still in India. I mean, he's missing all of this. But I texted him some photos.
Did he like your new dress?
Who said the dress was on?
Ooh. Was it?
Yes! Oh, look! It's our high school yearbook! Oh, I totally forgot I was voted most likely to succeed, most likely to use gosh in a sentence, and most likely to marry Lance Bass. Gosh, they were wrong about that.
I got was most weirdest. All because one time I ate a sandwich with my feet.
Oh, look at this picture of me and Steve. It's Steve's prom. Aww. We had such big dreams and big hair.
Tonight's gonna be a great night. For you. However, I will not be going.
Whoa, 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 what just happened?
Kathy Santoni just posted this on our reunion Facebook page.
Garbage bag Gibbler. Oh, that was senior ditch day.
Yep. We were partying in the hot springs and some joker stole my clothes. I spent the whole day wearing a trash bag.
Well, nobody rocks a hefty bag like you.
Thanks. But you know darn well I was the laughing stock of the whole school.
Well, just for a couple of weeks, because then Lisa Wolf farted in Glee Club. But who cares? I mean, you have blossomed into a wonderful mother and a powerful, independent businesswoman.
And let's not forget, my date is the handsomest man in the world.
Kimberlina, are you sure this is what men wear to high school reunions in America?
I want to make sure everybody knows you're a hot race car driver. Your job is to stand there all night and be my man candy.
I feel like a piece of beefcake. And I'm surprisingly fine with it. Oh, hit me, baby, one more time.
Hey!
Hey!
I have great news about the kids. First of all, put your hands together for the superstar of third grade, Mr. Maxwell Fuller. It's meant to be. If we just
believe, nothing's too far, nothing's out of reach. Guess who just got student of the month for the 8th time? Bam!
Woo! Nice!
Sometimes during tests, I close one eye just to make it more challenging.
And next, she's got moves like Jagger, but she doesn't know who Jagger is. Say hello to Ramona Gibbler. Guess who made the newspaper's top 15 dancers under 15?
That's incredible! Not only did you make the newspaper, you also know what a newspaper is.
And last but not least, the newest member of the Fuller Overachievers Club, Jackson Fuller.
What, no music?
Oh, that was dancing?
Guess you got all A's this semester.
Wow.
Wow! That's unbelievable. I mean, it's not unbelievable, it's just really surprising. I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, congratulations!
Aw, thank you.
And tonight, Stephanie is going to throw Stephanie's first annual gifted student pizza party. Stephanie's going to need your credit card.
Pizza party! Pizza party! Woo! Pizza party!
It's always open!
Hey, you guys.
Hey!
Oh, great!
Dee, since you're going to your class reunion and it's at our old high school, would you mind returning Lord of the Flies to the library for me? It's a little overdue.
Steve, this was due 22 years ago.
Yeah, if you could just, like, sneak it onto the shelf, you'd save me about $9,000 in late fees.
Steve, you're a naughty boy.
Maybe you should make me write, "I'm a naughty boy" 100 times on the blackboard.
Maybe I will. Maybe you should take that outside.
Kimmy, you can do this. You are a strong black woman. No, you're not, but you get the idea. Look, there's Kathy Santoni.
Are you sure that's her?
Yes, look at those boobs.
DJ, oh, it's so good to see you.
Amazing. Well, everybody's already organized. The nerds are by the punch bowl. The stoners are over there. And the two guys I dated on the water polo team are now married and making out under the bleachers. Hey, did you see the picture I posted?
Oh, yes. Garbage bag gibbler. Thank you for reminding me of all the fun we had in high school. Oh, I can't wait until our 40th so we can reminisce about all the fun we had just now.
Come on, let's go watch Kimmy.
Welcome to the Bayview High Class of 95 Reunion, produced by Gibbler Style Party Planning. I'm Kimmy Gibbler.
Garbage bag Gibbler!
Nobody remembers or cares about some silly incident from 20 years ago. Correction, everybody cares. Anywho, tonight we have a celebrity in the house. My fiancé, the most handsome race car driver on the planet, Fernando Hernández Guerrero Fernández Guerrero! There's my man, straight from work! Oh, where he drives a race car! And looks very debonair doing it. Where do you see this handsome face? What is wrong with you people? He's beautiful! Oh my God, you're a monster!
I have a funny story. While I was waiting outside, I was viciously attacked by a gang of bees. Perhaps I should not have passed the time by tossing rocks at their hive. I haven't looked in the mirror, but I might be slightly allergic.
I swear, he's gorgeous. You should see him in a Speedo.
It is true. I am normally a magnificent sight to behold.
Fernando, we have got to get you to a hospital.
No, it's your big night. I already called Lyft. It is cheaper than Uber.
Are you sure?
Yes, I checked the prices. Kimberlina, goodbye. I love you.
No, I'm DJ.
Oh, I am sorry. My eyelids are folding in on themselves.
Okay, moving on. Let's get this party started with some 90s music. But the DJ is stuck in traffic. No worries. I'll just plug in my phone with my 90s playlist.
Kimberly, this is Dr. Shapiro. You need to drink a lot of cranberry juice to flush out your system. And then every 2 hours, you can just
apply the cream directly to the affected area. With any luck, you'll be back in action by New Year's Eve.
Check it out. I finally made the fridge with something other than a hand turkey.
you get all A's anyway? I've never seen you study once.
Ramona. In America, it's not about studying. It's about dreaming big.
Again, how did you get all A's?
I asked myself the same question. Max, how does a C student become an A student overnight? And that's when I took a leisurely stroll over to the printer, scanner, copier. Jackson, little tip. In the future, if you want to change your grades, always remove the original report card from the printer, scanner, copier. Jacuzzi!
What does jacuzzi mean?
It means IQ shoot. In French, a language you claim to have an A in.
Hey. Whoa. Max. Are you saying that Jackson altered his report card? Because that does not sound like the honest kid that I know. Oh, yeah, he did it.
So what if I change my grades? Sorry, I'm not good at test taking.
Or at using the printer, scanner, copier.
Fine. Who cares about getting my stupid report card on the stupid fridge where we keep our stupid food and our stupid drinks? I'm out of here.
Well, he definitely gets an A in drama.
DJ Tanner, the girl that got away.
Oh, Nelson! You look almost the same. How are you?
House in Stinson Beach, one in Maui, and of course there's the chalet in Aspen.
No, I asked, how are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you asked me, how many homes do you have? I see you're here solo. Good news, I'm flying solo myself.
Oh, good for you.
Gulfstream G6. Oh, I thought you asked how I was flying solo.
Hey, Deech, is this Poindexter bothering you?
Viper?
Hey.
Gosh, what a surprise.
Deech, you look even better than you did in high school. And you looked good in high school.
You didn't even go to our high school. What are you doing here?
Well, I came here to see you. You're the one that got away.
Hey, I said that first.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm still playing in a band, and I got a day job at Foot Locker. My boss is a real tool. He makes me buy him beer.
So you're still full of wasted potential?
How did you know I was wasted?
And now I remember why I broke up with both of you. Excuse me, let me go mingle.
Great, I'll come with you.
No, I'll come with you.
No, you won't, because she's with me.
No, bro, she's with me.
Actually, guys, she's with me.
Steve?
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 Yep, my name's Steve. Now, if you'll excuse me, my girl and I would like some time alone.
Thank you.
Can you believe she picked that guy?
Well, he was captain of the wrestling team.
And currently one of the Bay Area's leading podiatrists.
You can't compete with that.
Steve, what are you doing here?
Kimmy texted me. She said you were in desperate need of an escort.
Oh, you showed up to rescue me, just like you did at my prom.
Hey, Dee, do you want to see if our names are still on the gym floor?
Oh, there's no way.
You know, I carved that on our first date. I knew you were a keeper.
I knew you were, too.
Why'd we ever break up?
Well, that was my biggest regret in high school. And I wound up dating those two bozos. I am so glad that you're here. You just made my whole night.
Okay, everyone, in case you were concerned, Fernando is breathing on his own. Okay, let's party!
You can't touch this.
very busy.
Clearly. Do you mind if I take a moment out of your busy schedule? All right. Why'd you change your grades?
Because mine sucked.
They didn't suck. They were just average. Oh, except for the D. And I don't know why they gave you a D in woodshop, because that is a beautiful birdhouse.
It's a spice rack. Well, in case you haven't noticed, everybody in this family is a superstar. Well, except me.
I get it. You just want to feel special. Everybody wants that.
Well, great. Not even my feelings are special.
You're being too hard on yourself.
Really? Then name one thing I'm great at.
You are a great friend to Cosmo. He adores you. Okay, that was really bad timing.
Let's just admit it. I'm not great at anything. And I never will be. Because nothing about me is special.
Oh, Jackson, don't say that.
Just please, leave me alone.
Okay. Excuse me, have you seen a frazzled-looking woman wearing Spanx? I am sorry everyone saw you in your Spanx. This reunion is a total disaster. My dress tore off. My fiance looks like the Elephant Man. And everybody knows I have a urinary tract infection. Smile! We can go home right now. Whatever you want to do, I'm here for you. Well, I can't leave. I still have to pay the caterer and lock up. She-Wolf. Ow! I hope you're having a better night than I am. Well, I'm having a pretty great time with Steve. I mean, a really great time. Maybe too great of a time. Goofy face. It's so confusing. I don't know if I'm having real feelings for Steve or I'm just getting caught up in all the nostalgia. But maybe Steve's still in my life for a reason. I think you should go out there and talk to him. And then let me know when everyone's gone. I'll be hiding behind the dumpster. BFFs. Jackson, we need you!
No, you don't!
Lola's here.
Coming! Hey, Lola. What are you doing here?
Your family said you wouldn't come downstairs unless I came over.
Okay, I'm going back upstairs.
Nah, hold on. All right, we just want to talk to you. Please, have a seat.
It's time for the Jackson Fuller Award Show, where we give awards to Jackson Fuller!
I'll go first. Jackson, when I first moved in, you were so sweet to me. You even gave me your bedroom.
No, I didn't. My mom took it away from me. And then I got so mad that I ran away from home.
But eventually you gave me your room, and that was very nice of you. So that's why this is for you. Best New Brother 2016.
Is that a ballerina?
It is. Because you are too, too sweet. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. Can I go now, please?
I have to tell you a story. A long, long time ago, I was 7. And there was a monster in my closet. Everyone told me I was nuts, except you. You believed me. And then you caught the monster in a pillowcase and put him out with the trash.
So,
So, you've saved my life. And opened up more closet space. And that's why I present you with this.
This is Cosmo's certificate from obedience school.
And now it's yours.
Thanks, I guess.
Wait, hold on. This little guy told me to tell you a secret. He said that you're the best brother ever, but not to tell Max. He also said that you give the best tickles in the world. So come on, give the kid a thrill. Come on, I woke him up for this.
The kid's an easy laugh. He thinks that light bulbs are hysterical.
I didn't really have anything prepared, but you're my first boyfriend, and I am very picky. I think you're awesome, and you're a really good kisser.
I am? Wow, I feel so much better.
Why didn't we just start with Lola? You see, when it comes to being a great boyfriend, a great brother, and a great nephew, you get an A+. The way you make people feel is what makes you really special.
Thanks. Really? I'm a good kisser?
Ocupado.
I'm not sure you remember me, but we almost got married.
Dwayne? The whatever guy?
Yeah, that's me. I didn't have the most expansive vocabulary back then.
It's so good to see you. What have you been up to?
I went to Harvard, and then I became a motivational speaker. I took my lame catchphrase, whatever, and turned it into an entire worldview. It's all about saying whatever to any obstacle that life gives you. Kimmy Gibbler, your entire class is making fun of you? Whatever. Your fiancé got stung by bees and looks grotesque? Whatever. Your Spanx are trending? Whatever.
Thank you, Dwayne. I'm gonna go turn this night around.
Whatever.
That's our song, Everything I Do.
In parentheses, I do it for you.
From our favorite movie, Robin Hood.
: Prince of Thieves.
May I?
Look into my eyes. You will see what you mean to me. Search your heart. Search your soul. And when you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell.
Are coming back. And old feelings, too.
Teacher, something I need to talk to you about.
There's something I need to talk to you about, too. I'll go first.
I'm gonna propose to CJ.
Or you could go first.
CJ has everything I'm looking for in a partner. She's caring and funny and beautiful. All the things I treasured about you when we were together.
You.
Look, to be honest, I started dating CJ because she reminded me of you. Now I love her for who she is. And if I learned anything from our relationship, it's that you can't let a good thing slip away.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that too.
So, I guess I'm gonna propose. Unless you could think of a reason why I shouldn't.
I can't think of one.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm so happy for you and CJ.
I'm so happy for you and Matt.
We just have to promise that no matter what happens, we'll always stay friends. Because I love you.
I love you too. Do it for
Deej, I'm back.
Kimmy, what are you doing?
Embracing my inner whatever. I'm using that correctly, aren't I?
Whatever.
Kimberlina, it's me, Fernando.
I had a feeling. What are you doing?
I wanted to come back, but I did not want to attract attention.
Take your bandages off.
But what if you find me repugnant?
I'm wearing a garbage bag. We're way past repugnant. Okay, everyone, gather around and get your pictures of Garbage Bag Gibbler and Freak Show McBeasting. Because I'm not here to impress you people. I'm here to have a great night with my best friend and my beautiful fiancé. So whatever.
Even back in high school, you were never afraid to be weird. You're the bravest person I know. To Kimmy Gibbler.
What are they doing?
Oh, it's the slow clap. It means the nerdy outsider is finally accepted by the cool kids and the movie's almost over.
Oh, what a relief. In Argentina, it means you're about to be executed.
Thank you.